When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Today's Wednesday, April 28th, and I've opened up a sort of kind of savings account that pays 8.6% interest and is backed by crypto. In this episode, we're going to talk about that company and why I'm willing to risk earning that kind of return on my money using a crypto-backed company. In other news, I finally released my options course. It's on sale now at stockcourses.co. That's stockcourses.co. Use the discount code 123 to get it at a 50% discount for the rest of this week only. Not only do I teach you the options, I show you how to make my three favorite options trading strategies for beginners. You don't have to be a pro to start earning money using these strategies. Go to stockcourses.co. Now stay tuned for the episode. So I've been trying to find ways to put my money to work passively as I look for a real estate opportunity. Now the idea of lending money and interest, right? I want to get interest back on the money I lend out. Now, lending money is a simple way to put money to work, and the idea became of particular interest again after rereading the book Richest Man in Babylon. Now, truthfully, I had a hard time finding a way to do that intelligently. I'm not going to lend money just to a friend or a family member, especially not charging them a high interest. So for now, I'm using a new company I found paying 8.6% interest. That's way better than any bank out there. Most of them are paying 0.05%, if that, on a savings account. I saw a bank offering 0.45, that's right, half of 1%, and they titled it High Yield Savings Account. Incredible. So at 8.6%, you can see why I've decided to give BlockFi a chance. So BlockFi was created with the goal of providing credit services to markets with limited access to simple products like a savings account. And that's following along the lines of the rest of the crypto industry's mission of leveling the playing field as it pertains to finance. Right now, this company loans out our deposited cryptos to institutions and corporations. They charge those guys an interest and then pay us, the depositors, from the interest they collect. Right? They pay us a portion. Now, BlockFi's interest account is an interest-bearing account that provides high yields to crypto investors who store their crypto at BlockFi. Now, clients or customers can deposit crypto and then get paid monthly compounding interest. Now, your interest begins accruing the day after you deposit, and the interest payments go out on the first business day of each month. Now, with these crazy mining fees for transferring coins, I just bought coins on their platform and immediately started earning interest, right? I actually have some coins in my wallet, and it cost me an arm and a leg just to transfer from Coinbase to my wallet and to transfer from my wallet to one of the other interest type building platforms or apps like Compound and AAVE. It would cost me another arm and a leg just to move my coins now out of my wallet. So instead of doing that, I just bought the coins directly on BlockFi, and it immediately went into my interest-bearing account. So I started earning interest literally that day. And that was really convenient for me. Now, I'm not a partner, and I'm not sponsored, right? So this is not a hashtag ad with them. I'm just giving you an update on something I'm trying. Now, I put a link in the description. Now, the link does, like, it's a referral, right, that gives us both $10 of Bitcoin. But I've been focused so much on just purchasing this investment property that any money that I have that's not going to paying down debt and buying long-term stocks, I'm putting into this account because I want it to grow until I find a deal or at least a better opportunity to loan my money and get paid interest higher than that that BlockFi provides. So if I find something that pays me 10% interest, that's conventional or traditional, then maybe I'll think about moving my money there. But so far, I haven't had any interest, any problems with BlockFi. And even in the history of their company in the last, 5 years or 4 years, they've been hacked once and they didn't lose any money, I believe. They only lost some data. But since then, they've done the two-factor authentication, which increases the protection of data, right? So with the one problem that they have, they bumped up security. So I'm not too worried. And they're also backed by a bunch of institutional investors and more are coming. So I'm not too worried about the money I have in there. I just don't have an overwhelming amount of money in that account. The rest I have somewhere in the stock market, right? But I do want to earn a large interest like that on the money that I have when a deal presents itself. So far, everything's going according to plan. I've stayed disciplined to the plan. I'm paying down debt fast, increasing cash flow. I'm putting my money to work to generate more money. And I'm also being patient, making sure I stay with cash should an opportunity present itself, right? Now, the market this week may present some opportunities. We have some earnings this week. Today's Wednesday, so we're going to see, I believe, Apple is reporting today, Facebook, Qualcomm. So we have some heavy hitters reporting today. I want to make sure I have some cash to be ready in case anything happens. But I also want to make sure that if I don't take an opportunity in the stock market, trading options or buying long-term stocks, that I have the rest of my money working, right? Because money doesn't need to sleep. Money doesn't need to eat. So if I can put my money to work while I'm sleeping, while I'm eating, then I'm making the best use of it and I can grow my wealth over time. Is anyone else out there following a plan to achieve freedom? And what kind of steps are you taking? Like I said, I'm using this BlockFi account to grow my own cash to get me ready to purchase that real estate property. So for the next 6 months, I only have such and such amount invested and I've only accrued this much. I'm still going to pull that money out and put it into this investment property, right? Because I do want to move into the real estate space very aggressively. But until I find that deal, there's no sense in me building up my cash in a savings account at a 0.05% interest and paying fees when I pull my money out to make a deposit down on the home or apartment building. So for me, just BlockFi just made sense. Easy withdrawals, easy deposits. I can make much more interest. And I'm just sitting on this cash waiting for a deal. So if you have any questions about BlockFi, just hit me up. Email me at alex@tlbc.co. That's alex@tlbc.co or message Market Adventures on any social. We're all in this together, right? Whatever your plan is, whatever my plan is, it's going to involve some kind of money. So whatever ideas we have to generate together to get to that financial goal works best for our entire community. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.